This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture with me, Lim Su An. Globally, an estimated 58 million people have chronic hepatitis C virus infection, but experts often speak about the missing millions when it comes to hepatitis. And these are people, adults and children alike, who are unaware that they are living with viral hepatitis. In Malaysia, latest data from 2019 estimated that more than 400 individuals have been infected with the hepatitis C virus, but only about 1% have been treated. So now Malaysia has also become one of the first countries to begin a self-testing program that aims to identify people who belong to those missing millions globally. So to find out more about this new pilot study that's happening, I'm joined by Sanyal Shilton, the hepatitis lead of FIND, a global alliance for diagnostic. And Sanyal is joining me all the way from Geneva. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Su An. And thank you so much for inviting me to speak. I'm very honored to have a chance to talk with you today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure as well. Perhaps to start, people might not be familiar with FIND and the work that you do. So could you briefly tell us about FIND as well as how FIND is involved in hepatitis C?
Absolutely. Yeah, so FIND, the Global Diagnostics Alliance, is a nonprofit organization, and we seek to ensure equitable access to reliable diagnosis around the world. So we connect countries and communities, funders, decision makers, healthcare providers, and developers to spur diagnostic innovation and make testing an integral part of sustainable, resilient health systems. So the short answer is we are a nonprofit that works to ensure that there is high quality, affordable diagnostics throughout the world. Mm. Now, our work with hepatitis is really focused on hepatitis C for the time being. And we have worked across a large number of countries looking at different ways to deliver hepatitis C testing and treatment in an effective and cost-effective way. And one of the countries that we have been privileged to work with is Malaysia. So we've just completed a three-year study called the Head Start Study, where we worked with Malaysian Ministry of Health and DNDi to bring hepatitis C testing to the government healthcare clinic level. So we brought it down from the kind of specialist hospitals that maybe, in big cities or kind of not everyone has easy access to. So we work to bring that testing down to the government clinic levels, which are, very available throughout the country, and people may have an easier time to get tested through that way.
Hmm. And why is testing so vital when it comes to hepatitis C? We hear often about the missing millions, like I mentioned earlier, but what are the challenges in, finding these people who are unaware that they're living with hepatitis C?
No, absolutely. So as you mentioned in the beginning, there are 58 million people living with hepatitis C in the world. But of these, only 21% of those, they know that they actually have hepatitis C. So this means that there are over 45 million people globally who are living with hepatitis C and don't know it. I mean, that's more people than live in all of Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And in Malaysia, as you said, there's estimated over 400,000 people who are living with hepatitis C. So now the great news is that there is a cure for hepatitis C. These medicines called DAAs, they're safe and effective. It's a tablet that you take one time a day for a few months and it can cure you. Mm-hmm. But the challenge is hepatitis C is often called a silent disease because it needs to stay within your body for maybe 10 or 20 years before it causes the liver cancer or liver damage or all those effects that hepatitis C can cause. So what we want to do is find people before they are feeling sick from hepatitis C, because if we find them before they're feeling sick, we can get them treated and then their body, they won't advance to those, bad disease stages like liver cancer or any of those unfortunate things. So people are busy, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone has busy lives, and it's a little bit challenging sometimes to convince people to come in to get care for something if they're not feeling sick. So our challenge is how can we make testing and treatment for hepatitis C as easy as possible so we can find those people who may have hepatitis C and have no symptoms so we can get them cured so then they won't advance to liver cancer.
And is that where now this new pilot study comes in? Because from what I understand, FIND, together with DNDi, the Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, the World Health Organization, as well as Malaysia's Ministry of Health, and the Malaysian AIDS Council, you've sort of worked together to launch this new study that aims at self-testing, right? Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So we had the privilege of working with the Ministry of Health and with DNDi to help bring testing kind of to, let's say, an easily accessible level within those government clinics. Mm-hmm. And now the next step is how can we reach those people who may not be as well served by those government clinics, right? So the idea with hepatitis C self-testing is it is a test that you can have delivered to your house and you can conduct the test yourself, interpret the results yourself, and you'll be provided with information and support about what to do and what the next steps you should take if you take that test and it tells you that you are reactive for or positive for hepatitis C. So this has some advantages because, you know, maybe not everyone can get to those government clinics, or especially now in COVID-19 time, you know, we know that there are a lot of movement restrictions and a lot of stress on the health system. And maybe people would not be as keen to go to a clinic unless they have to because of concerns about COVID-19.
How will this be a game? How much of a game changer will this be compared to the people that you've already reached through regular facility-based testing?
Yeah. So using hepatitis C self-testing, we see it as a tool to enable elimination of hepatitis C and equity, right? So the World Health Organization has this goal to eliminate hepatitis C by 2030, right? So we've got 9 years to find those 45 million people and get them treated. Now, you know, the government clinics in Malaysia do a really good job about reaching a lot of people. So, you know, it's our perspective that the majority of people will have access to hepatitis C testing and treatment, of course, through, you know, those government clinics or through the private sector. But if we're thinking about elimination, we need to reach everyone. Mm-hmm. And so that means we need to reach those people that are more challenging to reach or aren't able to travel or maybe may not feel comfortable for one reason or another going to a government clinic because of, you know, fears of stigma towards the disease or those things. So hepatitis C self-testing will allow what we call that last mile service delivery. So it will allow a chance for anyone who's interested to be able to take the test in the privacy of their own home.
I think the stigma has always been one of the issues that's often brought up when it comes to, you know, infectious diseases like hepatitis C. I'm interested to find out then, are there particular groups of people who would be better suited or targeted for self-testing?
Yeah, I think that that's an excellent question, and it depends a lot on the different circumstances. So if we look at HIV self-testing, for example, which really is one of the first self-tests on the market that has kind of paved the way for the hepatitis C self-testing, there are different types of populations that are focused on for HIV self-testing, depending on each situation and context. So sometimes it is people who belong to groups that we call maybe like key populations. So groups that may be stigmatized or may feel uncomfortable coming to clinics, you know, groups such as men who have sex with men or people who inject drugs. So sometimes those are the targets for HIV self-testing. But in other circumstances, sometimes it's different groups. Like sometimes older people, they are not able to travel as much. So grandmas and grandpas, aunties and uncles, you know, they aren't able to travel to the clinic so easily. So in those cases, HIV self-testing is delivered to them. So it will all depend on the circumstances and what fits best for each area.
Mm. You brought up HIV self-testing, and here in Malaysia, you know, one of the partners is the Malaysian AIDS Council. What was the reason behind that partnership? And, you know, I've seen from some of the media material that there's also a focus on people co-infected with HIV.
Yeah, absolutely. So the co-infection, so people living with HIV and hepatitis C, they may have a higher chance of getting ill from hepatitis C quicker due to the fact that they are living with HIV. So in this way, it is very important to identify those people and get them on treatment. So that's one of the reasons why we are lucky to be working with Malaysian AIDS Council. The other reason is that Malaysian AIDS Council has already developed this online platform for HIV self-testing. So Malaysia AIDS Council worked with the University of Malaya for the HIV self-testing platform, and it's called JAMTest. And so what we wanted to do was integrate into the existing platform the hepatitis C self-testing. One of the reasons why this is important is because hepatitis C is funded, you know, by the government, right? So we want to make sure that we are delivering the services in an effective way, but also in a way that is thinking about cost and cost effectiveness. So we don't want to go around setting up whole new systems just for hepatitis C if there are already systems that are working for other conditions or other diseases that we can then integrate into. This also enables us to provide more like a recipient of care-centered care. So instead of thinking about each kind of disease in like this its own separate area, mm-hmm. let's think about the person and, you know, how to make it as easy as possible for the person to get access to the tests that they would like to have.
It's essentially about empowering the individual, isn't it? Thinking of them as people and not just patients or test subjects.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, this is why for me, I get so excited about the idea of self-testing, because I feel that it really enables us to make our empowered decisions about our own health.
Hmm. So then coming back to this study that you're launching here in Malaysia, what is the aim of the study? And I guess, when is it happening?
Yes. Yeah. So the aim of our study is to understand the uptake and impact of hepatitis C self-testing in Malaysia. So when we say uptake, what we want to understand is, does hepatitis C self-testing increase the number of people who take a test, right? Because, you know, while the WHO has launched the recommendations on hepatitis C self-testing, and we know that it is safe and accurate, what we need to understand is, how does it work and how does it function within the Malaysian context? So that's the ultimate idea. We hope to be enrolling very soon, probably the end of August or maybe early September. We're just waiting for all those final details to be settled. And then we expect that it would take probably about a half a year for getting all the participants that we need, and then, you know, following the participants through the care cascade to understand how the hepatitis C self-testing experience was for them and the ultimate impact.
Hmm. And, you know, I know this is sort of projecting into the future, right? And the study hasn't even started yet. But if, you know, we see positive results from the study, how can we leverage on this to better address hepatitis C, perhaps not just in Malaysia, but, you know, bigger picture regionally or globally as well?
Absolutely. You know, what's exciting is Malaysia is one of only three countries in the world doing this type of uptake and impact study. So it's really Malaysia's what we call a first mover in this. And so we see a tremendous amount of opportunity for Malaysia to share the lessons learned from here with the other countries in the region. You know, we know that other countries such as Indonesia and Thailand are also now thinking about their hepatitis C response. And so Malaysia can serve as a leader and provide lessons learned for these other countries that may want to take on similar type of work, looking at how to best use hepatitis C self-tests.
Mm. All right. You know, you said that the team is still in the process of finalizing all the details. So, but where can people go to or follow to keep up with the progress and perhaps get involved with the study when the time comes?
Absolutely. So all the information will be there on the JAM test website. So if people are interested or curious, they can go to the website. And as the website is updated, they'll have information about the work they do, of course, for their HIV self-testing, and then information about the upcoming study for the hepatitis C self-testing. I also understand that Malaysia AIDS Council is working on some videos, like a talk show to explain about the study and what hepatitis C and hepatitis C self-testing are. So I'm sure on social media, there'll be a lot of good educational materials coming out to help provide more of that information for people.
Mm. And, you know, we'll be sure to include those links in our podcast as well. So, you know, people can easily find them if they want to. And, you know, I think it's really hopeful because hepatitis C is perhaps one bright light currently that, you know, a lot of our healthcare experts have said that we are on the road towards eliminating it by 2030, especially here in Malaysia. So it's just one bright thing that we can all look forward to during these times. And, you know, hopefully once the study is over and we have results out, perhaps we'll catch up with you again, Sanyal, to, you know, discuss what we've learned. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much, Suan. I had a really great time and I'd be happy to come back anytime and speak with you again.
I've been speaking to Sanyal Shilton, the hepatitis lead of FIND, a global alliance for diagnostic. And we've been talking about a new pilot study that will be launched soon looking at hepatitis C self-testing here in Malaysia. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.